take one step into the dress rehearsal of The Promise, and you realize this isn't your average church production.
Thieves! Isn't that written? My father's house should be called...
Viewers quickly find themselves immersed in culture 2,000 years old, complete with authentic-looking Roman soldiers.
But, you know, it's grown. We started off with a budget. I think my first budget was $1,200. And now it's, you know, about $25,000, you know, right around there.
That's Carolyn Hoover. She's been directing the musical drama for 13 years. After pursuing an acting career in California, she and her husband returned home to Michigan to raise their family.
Yeah, this is where you do enter. So you guys are ahead of the game. Good job. You look great, but not yet. Yeah, okay? Not yet.
Nearly 400 people are needed to pull off these shows each year. Attendees from New Hope and surrounding churches pull together to form a cast, crew, and even a hospitality service which offers free childcare and valet parking.
Master, I will never leave you, even if I have to go to prison or even death.
Peter, even before the rooster crows, you will have denied three times that you even know me.
Last year, the thousands of people who came to watch the portrayal of Christ's life, death, and resurrection experienced a drama full of denial, betrayal, and ultimately redemption.
Teacher, this woman is caught in the very act of adultery.
According to the law of Moses, she should be stoned. But what is it that you say?
He who is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone.
Rick Stewart, the show's producer, says audiences are drawn to the passion of this Easter production.
It's not about our church, and we're not trying to promote anything about us. It's strictly about them coming to hear the real message of Jesus. Whatever your problems are, you think God can't forgive you, He can forgive anything. And that's the whole story, you know. I mean, we're all sinners in need of a Savior, and Jesus is that Savior.
I find no fault with this man, whom you call the King of the Jews.
We have no king but Caesar!
Yes, Caesar.
Crucify him!
Crucify him!
With months of preparation behind them, Carolyn Hoover believes it's ready for showtime.
You know, it's interesting because there's a time, it reaches a point every year where I say, oh my gosh, I'm never going to do this again because it just gets chaotic and crazy, right? And then I go, oh, okay. You know, and it comes out great and it works out every year.
Okay. All right, everybody come on in. Wonderful job. Really, that was really good.
The Promise is a free show that runs through Saturday afternoon. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Daniel Wanshura.